All right, Fast Friday. Ready to roll. Had an excellent week of prep. And excited for opportunity Sunday night. So, questions?
So, Cooper was limited in practice against us. A big deal or not really? I'm all right, Cooper.
You say
no, it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it, Rick. It's all good.
Okay.
What did you think of the work that Sean Smith has done?
Just did what we can with who we could. I'm not going to talk much about injuries. I know you guys have a tough job. I apologize, but we put it out there in the report, and that's all I'm going to do on injuries.
What about the level of excitement for you guys? Is this just 1-16, or are you starting to feel like right now, being a special game?
Well, it's going to be anytime you're under the lights, regardless of record, I think you get a little fired up for that. Divisional opponent, playing for early season positioning. It's all exciting, but really for us, it's got to be about just the process of preparing. We recovered from our road trip. That's important to recover, and then you begin your preparation, prepare real hard, and then be ready to give your best effort on Sunday, and in this case Sunday night. It ought to be an amazing atmosphere. So I think. Enjoy it. That's what we do these things for. That's what all the sacrifices are for, is to, games like this, they're a lot of fun. So we're going to enjoy it.
You guys are 5-0 on the road, 1-2 at home. Does that change the approach at all to practice this week? Entering
no.
The game,
no.
What do you think the issues have been at home?
What's that?
The issues. What do you think the issues have been at home?
We haven't won as much as we'd like. That's really it.
Does that have to do with just opponents or yourselves?
We've had 8 games so far, and in 6 of them we've been good enough to win, and 2 we haven't.
When opposing players make comments, are you the kind of coach who uses bulletin board material, or do you use that kind of stuff off of fuel?
I try not to get too involved in all that. I think we get an opportunity on game day to express ourselves.
You didn't want to go into specifics about how you guys recover, but did you see on the field today and late in the week what you wanted to see in terms of recovery?
I did, yeah. I think again, the process that we go through is very good. The guys have really bought into it, and we work hard at it, and it entails a lot of different, factors go into it. I believe in what we're doing, so we're just going to keep doing it, have really productive weeks and leading up to ball game, just have really good work and preparation, and then we go let it loose.
What strides have you seen in DJ Hayden this year?
I think, for me, it started back in training camp, throughout the offseason. He's been very, very purposeful, very intent on having a good year for us, and I think he has. I think he's worked hard at being a good cover corner for us and being a guy that's done well in special teams in the role he's been on, and playing the slot. So he's done a nice job for us. That's what we expect. Expect our guys to grow and develop, and I think he is.
When you've had all of your backs healthy and ready to go, you guys have been pretty productive running the football. What is it about that group, whether it's Mays or Jalen or Tay or anybody, that makes it work well when you have everybody
well? I think they're all different. All our backs are a little bit different. They all, bring kind of unique qualities. I think, really for us, it starts with the guys in the trenches, the O-line. And I think we've done a pretty solid job, opening holes and protecting our quarterback. And those are – got to be able to run it. In my opinion, you got to be able to run it when you want to. And this will be a great challenge. This is a really good defense we're going against this week. And they make it difficult to run the ball. So that'll be one of the key factors for us. How well can we run the ball against this team?
What do you see in the other corners they have?
Oh, it's a really good group. Yeah, it's a good group. So, Roby, we drafted Roby when I was there. I know what he's capable of. I think he's a really good player. So, Chris Harris, a guy that went from undrafted to pro bowler, so really good players. And it's all part of, playing pass defense. They've done a good job.
Last year, Khalil Sacks came in bunches, and he kind of came on late also and had that 5-sack game against the Broncos last year. And this year, he's been last four games. What have you seen, the biggest difference? And why do you think it just takes him some time to maybe?
That's just pass rushers. I mean, that's just how it goes. You know, they come in bunches. Turnovers come in bunches. Sacks come in bunches. It's really not a matter of him, like, now all of a sudden doing more, doing it better. I think he's a really good player. He gives great effort every day. And so that's why you'll see him get his – he'll get his numbers.
What has made him so dominant? I know that yesterday you sort of said he's been dominant every game, but you guys just haven't seen the film that we have watched.
Yeah, yeah. Well, his ability to smash blocks, get off blocks, you know, get around the quarterback, knock the quarterback down, just the effectiveness of his play, you know. It's sometimes the numbers add up and you see the production, but we see the effort and the, you know, the desire and the commitment that he gives every day.